Well, welcome to the table I built, where we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair. Your seat at the table is waiting. Well, welcome back to season three. If you're new here, my name is Andrea Walton. And if you've been listening for a while, I'm glad you came back. Now, January is usually when we talk about beginnings, right? New Year's resolutions, new goals, new vision, new energy. And all of that is absolutely true. I believe deeply in setting the right intentions. I believe in hope, and I believe in setting our sights forward, imagining what's possible. But I also want to start season three by talking about something we don't usually make space for at the beginning of a year. It's how we steward L's, how we steward losses, how we steward endings, and how we steward transitions well. Because when we look out into 2026, with all of us having the best intentions, right? Many of us will face some form of all three, whether we are prepared for them or not. And I've been reading Necessary Endings by Dr. Henry Cloud, which I strongly recommend you read it as well. And I've been sitting with it. And one of the ideas that stayed with me is something negative happening is not necessarily a bad thing. And he gives the example of someone going to the dentist and having a tooth that's infected that needs to be extracted. Now, we know going to the dentist is not fun in general, but having an extraction is painful, it's disruptive, it's something no one wants. But leaving the infection untreated would be far worse. And the extraction feels negative, right? But the outcome is healing, and that distinction really matters. Now, over the last year, I've shared in this podcast that I've experienced some endings that I didn't plan for as well. Some I grieve deeply, and some that with time I can now see were very necessary, even though they didn't feel like that in the moment. And one of the frameworks Dr. Cloud uses, talks about in his book, Necessary Endings, is what I appreciate is that he's very clear about where this framework comes from. So it's rooted in scripture, specifically Ecclesiastes, where it talks about there's a time for everything, right? A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to harvest, a time to build, and a time to tear down. In other words, right? Life is not static, growth is not linear, and wisdom comes from knowing what time it is, not just pushing harder because we want different outcomes. Now, he also takes this ancient wisdom and applies it practically to our lives today, to work and to our leadership. There is a season for planting. There is a season for growth and maintenance and for harvest and a season for letting things end. And this is where I believe many of us struggle. We tend to treat endings as failure. But when you think about it, right, winter isn't failure. Winter isn't punishment. Winter is preparation. And in winter, things go dormant. Tools that no longer work get discarded. What's unhealthy gets pruned, and what remains strengthens beneath the surface. And Dr. Cloud shares a story about two people in sales, right? One keeps saying, just one more call, one more quarter, one more meeting, one more try. The other pauses long enough to deal honestly with reality. The results aren't there. The season has shifted. That ship has sailed, and instead of forcing what no longer fits, they pivot. They retrain, they invest in learning something new, and they begin to flourish. And the difference between the two wasn't talent, it was discernment. And so one stayed attached to hope without reality. This is going to work. But the other faced reality and still chose hope that it's time to make a different decision. And I think that's the tension that many of us are navigating right now. This conversation really isn't about stoking fear or expecting the worst. It is about dealing in reality. Because you cannot plan your future, honestly, if you refuse to acknowledge your current present. And some of the things you may be calling negative may actually be signals for you. signals that something is no longer sustainable, signals that a chapter has run its course in your life, signals that something unhealthy is finally being addressed. And pain doesn't always mean something is wrong. Sometimes it means something that couldn't stay didn't stay. So as we step into 2026 together, I do want to leave you with three ways to think about sorting endings and transitions well. First, know what season you're in. I want you to ask yourself honestly, am I planting? Am I maintaining? Am I harvesting? Or am I in a season of letting go? You can't use spring strategies in the winter and expect growth. Wisdom begins with naming the season you're actually in, not the one you wish you were in. And second, prepare for transitions before you're forced into them. Healthy leaders and healthy people don't wait for a crisis to pivot. They pay attention early. They build skills. They diversify their identity. They strengthen their roots. Preparation is never about being pessimistic. It's stewardship. And third, learn to read the signs that something is ending. So look for patterns, not just moments. Notice where efforts keep increasing, right? You keep putting in a ton of effort, but the impact is decreasing. Pay attention to what's draining you in this moment instead of what sustains you. Those are often signs that a season is starting to shift. And if you're grieving something right now, maybe it was a previous role, a relationship, a version of yourself, I want to say this to you very clearly. You're not behind. You're not failing. You are human. And sometimes the bravest resolution we make isn't about what we're adding this year, but what we're finally willing to release. So there's a time for everything, including a time to let go. Thank you for sitting at the table with me today. If this episode helped you identify what season you're in, please share it with others. Until next time, we'll talk soon.